Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, August 11th. Tesla has started converting its Tesla Energy fleet to Model Y electric SUVs and Model 3 sedans, getting rid of their gas-powered vehicles. When Tesla Energy shows up at a customer's home, it does so with vans and cars powered by gas, which hasn't been the best look for the world leader in electrification. But that will soon be behind them, as they have already begun integration. In a Tesla Energy-wide company meeting, a manager of the fleet said, quote, "Looking over the course of this next quarter, we are really going to start getting rid of the Chevys that we have in our fleet and some of the Sprinter vans and the other vehicles where applicable and replace them with Model 3s and Model Ys." Tesla has teased a new and updated energy product coming later this year, along with better customer front end for solar installations. In the same meeting that we mentioned prior, Tesla explained that it is improving its energy product offering by going from a mix of third-party equipment to Tesla equipment with its own software integration over the last 2 years. During the meeting, Seth Winger, Senior Manager of Solar Products and Engineer at Tesla, said that the new and updated Tesla energy products are coming this year. Electrek recently reported that Tesla is testing a new version of the solar roof on employees' homes, but Winger made it sound like Tesla is already working on a new updated power wall and solar panels. Ford Motor Company CEO Jim Farley has called out Elon Musk over Ford's lead on electric trucks. During a press event to announce Ford and DTE's energy deal for the largest renewable energy purchase in U.S. history, he said, quote, "We're really on a mission at Ford to lead an electric and digital revolution for many, not few. And I have to say, the shining light for us at Ford is the beautiful Lightning made right down the road in Dearborn, right in the state of Michigan, already the leader in all EV pickup trucks in our industry in the United States. Take that, Elon Musk." Now, the comment actually prompted a response from Elon Musk on Twitter, who said, quote, "Thanks, but already have one." He is seemingly referring to the Tesla Cybertruck. At least there is one. Ford has indeed gained an early lead on the electric truck segment, and the F-150 Lightning has garnered wide praise. However, Tesla is putting a great deal of effort into the long-term plan of ramping up unprecedented production. Clearly, Tesla's plan is to catch up and eclipse the rest of the industry with higher production down the road. At Hyundai's 2022 CEO Investor Day, the South Korean company shared their goals for electrification and a bit about the selection of their components. Hyundai has selected BorgWarner's IDM146 high-powered efficient integrated drive module for their new small electric vehicle. Hyundai has targeted 7% of the global electric vehicle market share and targeting 1.87 million electric vehicle sales annually by the year 2030. For the second time in less than 2 years, Hyundai is partnering with BorgWarner to power new small electric vehicle release. The IDM146, a high-powered efficient integrated drive module, it operates at 400 volts with a peak power of 135 kilowatts. Along with this partnership, Hyundai will reveal 17 new EV models by the decade's end. Chinese EV automaker XPeng Motors has shared additional details of its upcoming G9 SUV, a vehicle that is pegged as, quote, "the world's fastest charging mass-produced EV." The last big feature to expect on the G9 is the full scenario advanced driver assist system, including 31 LiDAR sensors, dual NVIDIA DRIVE Orin X chips, and up to 508 TOPS of computing power, and at least what XPeng is calling the first mass-produced interactive 3D user face system in the industry. Now, the official launch of the G9 and opening of the official orders is expected in September, with deliveries in China beginning in the fourth quarter. There are plans to deliver it in the European market, but XPeng has not quite shared any details for that rollout. Modular transportation developer Re Automotive has debuted the P7B, a novel Class 3 box truck designed and built with Re to target the most demand vehicle type in the commercial segment. The truck sits atop Re Automotive's P7 cab chassis and is powered by the company's proprietary Re Corners technology. ReCorners integrates all the traditional drive components, such as steering, brakes, suspension, powertrain, and control, into the arc of the wheel. Although the company points out that it is still mainly focused on developing and manufacturing the corners, it said that it has designed the box truck based on the market demand and using feedback from prospective customers. RE remains on target to track and begin production in 2023. In today's community comment found on YouTube, some of you have been commenting on the anti-Tesla full self-driving software advertisement that was recently put out. This isn't the first time that Dan O'Dowd has put out an anti-Tesla ad, actually. Back in April, he did a different one that was rather similar, but it relied on publicly available footage of the early access full self-driving beta system making poor driving moves. In that first video, no one was hurt, so perhaps this video that he recently put out driving over child-sized mannequins had to turn up the sensationalism, perhaps at the cost of Dan's credibility. When this blows over, and I'm sure it will, he may come back with something bigger and better to make more headlines. Maybe he'll say that the full self-driving software slapped Chris Rock, or that the software stayed on Jeffrey Epstein's island. We'll have to wait and see. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.